the insulin, and they must get used to living with diabetes. But the particular reason this study grabbed my attention was that the return to normal blood sugar levels was so rapid. This fitted in with a theory I was developing at the time, that type 2 diabetes is simply the result of too much fat in the liver and the pancreas interfering with insulin production. The sudden return to normal blood sugars had nothing to do with the surgery itself, but merely that eating had suddenly been cut down. If this theory was right, type 2 diabetes should be able to be completely reversed by food restriction alone. Science moves slowly and carefully. Any hypothesis has to be tested rigorously. Over the last decade, my research team and others working at Newcastle University have been investigating in detail the underlying mechanisms behind type 2 diabetes. We have developed new ways of measuring fat inside the liver and pancreas using powerful magnetic resonance scanners. Now we have completed careful studies which have shown that people who really want to get rid of their type 2 diabetes can in just 8 weeks. By losing substantial amounts of weight, they return their blood sugar to normal or near normal. They remain free of diabetes provided they keep the weight off. We have shown it is possible to reverse a disease that is still widely seen as irreversible. So, what is the long-term impact on overall health? Are there drawbacks for some people? To answer these and other important questions, Diabetes UK funded a large study in primary care, which ran until 2018. I'm pleased to say that the results were spectacularly good. I'm delighted that Dr. Michael Moseley is highlighting the importance of using weight loss to control blood sugar levels. His great skill is in communicating medical science and relating this to everyday life. In this book about the biggest health problem of our time, he pulls together hard scientific information from reliable sources and weaves a tapestry which conveys great depth of understanding, illustrated by many individual stories. If you have type 2 diabetes and are interested in trying to regain full health, this is a book for you. If the condition runs in your family, then pass it round the family. In the 21st century, we individually have to counteract a phenomenon new to our society. For the first time in 200,000 years of Homo sapiens evolution, we need to learn how to avoid harm from the ever-present excess of food. Professor Roy Taylor, November 2019.
Introduction. Medicine and nutrition are areas where it often seems that the truth is constantly changing. New studies come along, sometimes reinforcing and sometimes undermining established wisdom. One moment fat is bad for you, the next it's good. The problem is, unless you keep up with the latest research and are able to critically appraise it, you may end up feeling very confused. Hence this updated book, in which I've included some of the most recent studies and success stories. It has been a few years since I wrote the first edition of The 8-Week Blood Sugar Diet, a book which, like my previous book, The Fast Diet, has gone on to become an international bestseller. I originally developed the book to help people like me who had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, or who were at risk of diabetes, and wanted to use diet rather than drugs to slow or even reverse the progression of their disease. I realised it had the added attraction of helping anyone who wanted to lose weight fast to do so, but I didn't realise how utterly life-changing it would be for so many. Over recent years, there have been even more studies showing how adopting a low-carb Mediterranean-style way of eating is one of the best ways to combat a range of different conditions. More of that in Chapter 6. Results from a huge study, the largest of its kind ever undertaken, back up claims I make in this book that a rapid weight loss diet can be the best way to stem the apparently inexorable rise of type 2 diabetes.